PTA Sports. How may I help you?
Ruben, what's going on, man? It's Patrick with Cardiff.
Hey, what's going on, Patrick?
Not too much. How's your day going so far, man?
Man, it's going, dude. It's going.
Another Wednesday, right?
Yeah, dude. You still sick, man?
Unfortunately, I am, dude. I don't know. I don't know what's going on out here. Gonna have to go into quarantine or something pretty soon, but.
No kidding, man. You sound like it, man.
Yeah, it's a daily struggle. It's all right though. But hey, got some unfortunate news for you. We couldn't get you approval right now. It was due to just the low revenue.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, I really apologize for that one. We were only trying to get you a few G's, but
not even that, huh?
Yeah, in the end, I ended up submitting it to a few different programs. We have quite a few over here, like I told you, but that was really the only issue. It was just that the revenue didn't, meet our minimum requirements on that, and I thought we could, get away with it just to get you guys a few thousand, but unfortunately, we couldn't.
Dang it, man. I was hoping I can get it, man. At least 10 G's. At least.
Yeah, I know. And I brought it back up to my underwriters, the whole deal. So I really apologize about that one, man. Feel pretty bad over here on my end.
It is what it is, man. I mean, I can't help that, we don't have a really big, we have a big enough market. People aren't just, right now with jobs and shit, and nobody's able to afford that, so.
And I mean, I gotcha, and it's not the end of it too. In a few months, if you kind of want to, I'll keep in touch with you, keep checking in on you guys, see how everything's going, and a few months down the road, if things keep looking, on the up for you guys, we can go ahead and revisit this, because by then all we'll need is just, the past months of, bank statements when the time comes, and we can just go ahead and resubmit it, so.
That'll work, man. That'll work. Well, then,
We'll definitely keep in contact, and I'll keep checking up on you guys.
That'll work. I was kind of wondering, man, because I hadn't heard from you in 2 days, man. I was like, man, that usually is not good news.
Yeah, I know. I got the news yesterday and tried to get it resubmitted, put it through a few other ones, but unfortunately couldn't pull any strings for you on that one, man.
How much are we needing to go up on revenue-wise, Patrick? What are we needing, another couple of thousand or what?
Yeah, I think it was just that. I am not too. I didn't get a specific amount.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd say just keep showing that improvement. I know we kind of had that discussion too, and with the loss on that the tax return for last year.
Yeah.
But there were programs that we do have to get around that, but it was just the revenue was too low on that, and I couldn't get you guys through on that, but in a few months I'd love to revisit this, and especially just for a few thousand like you were looking for, it shouldn't really be an issue. It just kind of honestly kind of upset me, because you guys just got that just brought that one on a few weeks ago with Swift, right? I don't see why they can give you $5K, and we have way better programs over here, and kind of upset me a little bit. But
that's what I was surprised with, man. I was like, well, if they're asking for Swift, then sure they'll try to.
Exactly, and I brought that back up, but yeah, unfortunate, man. Apologize.
No problem, Patrick. Well, I appreciate you trying to work hard for us, man. And then
man, it's my job over here, so. We are a relationship-based bank as well, so, we like to keep you guys in touch, return customers, that's where we, get a lot of them is, through renewals and whatnot, so, especially, with all the programs we have, and, once you guys first get that initial, business with us, then, we open up doors to a lot more different programs, so, a few months down the road, we'll definitely be able to, reopen something, and I'll keep, keeping up on you guys on the holidays and whatnot.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, brother. I appreciate it, man.
And if you guys need anything else too, just give me a call too. I mean, if you got any, questions, and since you guys did take on that loan with Swift as well, I'm sure even if you haven't been already, do you ever get, blown up with telemarketing calls on the Like, no, oh, we got you pre-approved for... Okay, not yet, so...
No, not yet.
Storm's coming on that one. Typically, when you take on a loan, just kind of, you know, some friendly advice here, you kind of... You get a UCC filing with each loan through a business, so... That's going to kind of... That's going to open you up to, you're going to be getting, you know, calls from competitors in our industry, brokers, whatnot, being like, hey, you know, you need some funding. I know you worked with Swift, blah, blah. So, but I was just going to say, you know, you kind of just got to keep a, you know, keep a close eye on who it is that, you know, you guys choose to deal with, because a lot of them will be brokers and whatnot that are going to be trying to outsource your information.
Right.
So.
So far, Swift seems to be...
I mean, Swift's legit like that, and I'm not saying you know, it's about that one specifically, but just in the industry, you guys will start to be getting a lot of calls, so you just got to kind of keep an eye on that.
Okay, that'll work, man.
But yeah, man, if you have any questions, anything like that, just need any advice, any, you know, marketing, whatever you want to do, man, just give me a call.
Sounds like a plan, Patrick. I appreciate you, man.
Yep, have a good rest of your week, man.
All right, man. Talk to you later, man.
Yep, bye.